أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Nuh alayhi salam advised his people and his community. He warned them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And he kept on persisting and making dua for his people. What level of sabr he must have shown? 960 years. We're not talking of decades, we're talking of centuries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for 9 centuries, 9.5 centuries, he preached to his people. And he really suffered at the hands. In some narrations it comes that they would stone him. They would stone him to a point where he would fall down unconscious. And when he would regain his consciousness, he made dua for his people. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, guide them. And this went on for 9 long centuries. Not even his wife accepted his message. Subhanallah. So he had no support within the home as well. Allah speaks of his wife who died in a state of kufr. She refused to accept the message of Nuh alayhi salam. And eventually Nuh alayhi salam raised his hands. And there is an entire chapter in the 29th juz known as Surah to Nuh, the chapter of Nuh. And therein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the dua that he made. قَالَ يَا رَبْ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَرَهَارًا. Oh Allah, I've called them day and night. Throughout the centuries, I have made dua to them day and night. None of them have responded to my da'wah and my invitation. Oh Allah, it's about time that you deal with them. He eventually made this dua. Let us ask ourselves, what is our level of tolerance? What is our level of tolerance? When we are trying to persuade somebody or influence somebody or to bring about a change within a person for the good, what level of tolerance do we show towards such people and to such communities? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eventually, after Nuh alayhi salam made this dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, I have turned old and I am of extremely advanced age and my people have refused to embrace this message which I have brought to them. Allah said, Allah revealed to Nuh, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَىٰ Nuh. It was then revealed to Nuh, أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ. O Nuh, no one from your community is going to bring iman except those who have already brought iman. In other words, now done. For 950 years, whatever effort you have made, and that small group of 70 people who have embraced Islam, that's it. O Nuh, now it's pointless giving da'wah, it's pointless inviting them. Only those 70 are believers. More than that, nobody is going to accept your message. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ. O Nuh, do not become distressed. بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Because of all what they used to do to you. Then Allah instructs him to build an ark. وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكِ. وَصْنَعِ, build. O Nuh alayhi salam, build an ark. Allah refers to the ark in the Quran as al-fulk. بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Nuh alayhi salam, he had absolutely no experience of building an ark, a huge ship. Allah ta'ala is instructing him to build. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, بِأَعْيُنِنَا, but do it under our watchful gaze, under our eyes. In other words, we are going to train you and teach you and direct you how to build this massive ark. وَوَحْيِنَا, and build it according to our wahi, build it according to our revelation. This was the first ark that was built in human history, or first ship. And that was the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, the ship of Nuh alayhi salam, and it was built under the divine instruction and according to wahi. So the first ship that was brought into existence was brought into existence through direct wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And O Nuh, do not talk to me about those who have transgressed all limits. Nuh alayhi salam still had some feeling of compassion and mercy towards his people, that, O Allah, you are really going to destroy them. Allah says, O Nuh, do not talk to me about them. They have transgressed all limits. They have really gone far ahead. Innahum mughraqoon, O Nuh, all of them are to be drowned. That is my decision that I have taken. Enough respite was given to them. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ, Allah says he starts building the ark. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down every now and again, guiding him. This is how you build it. This is how you plan. This is how you will proceed. The ark was 300 yards in length, 50 yards in width, and 30 yards in height. A three-storied ship. What a massive ark he had built. And it took him a lengthy period of time. Now imagine he's there in this desert land, wherever he was, and he's building this massive, huge ark. No ocean around him, nowhere to sail the ark. People would come past him. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ, Allah says every time the chieftains, the prominent ones, those who kept on mocking at him and persecuting him, whenever they passed by him, سَخِرُوا مِّن, they mocked at him. Oh Nuh, what are you doing? What on earth are you doing? And Nuh alayhi salam, by trade, he was a carpenter. قَالَ Nuh alayhi salam, he responded, he says, إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا, listen, today you are mocking at me, you are mocking at us, you are mocking at the believers, we are building this ark. فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ, a day will come where we will mock at you as you have been mocking at us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, listen, you are going to know. Soon you will come to know. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ, you will soon come to know to whom the punishment will come. يُخْزِيهِ, such a punishment that will disgrace a person. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and you will soon come to know the one on whom a lasting punishment will descend. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eventually, جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا, our instruction and our command arrived. وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ, Allah says the tannur began to flow with water. Now tannur refers to an oven. You know, when you go, sometimes you go to a certain pizza store and they have those ovens right with the open flame. That's known as a tannur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as a tannur. Allah says as soon as the tannur started gushing with water. Now what is meant by this, that the tannur started gushing with water? There are few interpretations that are given. One interpretation refers to tannur. Tannur was referred to a certain high land, high ground in that area. So the sign that Allah's adab and punishment had come in the form of a flood would be that tannur, that high land, that high ground will start gushing forth with water. The moment you see that Nuh, understand that this is now ordinary waters, but this is the water that will result in the drowning of your people. Another interpretation was that Nuh alayhi salam had a tannur. He had this oven within his home, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the moment you see water gushing out of this tannur, obviously extraordinary experience, but that will be the miracle, that will be the sign that now you need to board the ark. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when our command had arrived that the floods should now take over the people, وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ, and the tannur gushed forth with water, قُلْنَا, we said to Nuh alayhi salam, إِحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّنْ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكْ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ آمَنْ. O Nuh alayhi salam, board onto the ship, carry onto the ship, transport onto the ship, who? مِنْ كُلِّنْ زَوْجَيْنِ, from every kind two pairs, every animal. Nuh alayhi salam was instructed to carry on to the ark and to put onto the ark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min kullin, from every creature, every animal, zawjain ithnain, two pairs. Wa ahlak, and take your family with you, illa man sabaqa alayhi al-qawl, but not those family members against whom my word has been confirmed. One was the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, leave her behind, O Nuh. One was the son. We know the son of Nuh alayhi salam, one of his sons. The one son embraced Islam. Allah knows how many children he had, but the one son refused to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those against whom my word has been confirmed, leave them behind, even though they are your family members. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ وَمَنْ آمَنَ. And take the believers with you, all those who brought iman. And then Allah acknowledges, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only a very few in number had brought iman in the message of Nuh alayhi salam. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.